So this morning we have a guest speaker, and her name is Anna Nikitina. She's my wife. Anna, she is a beautiful wife and a loving mother. And she is chaplain at Stanford University, Stanford Hospital. And she's in the process of doing her Doctor of Ministry program. And she's going to be our wonderful speaker. So let us welcome her with a big clap.
Good morning, everyone. May I move this object? A little bit adjusting. Thank you. I am so happy to be here with you this morning. And this is such a privilege for me to be with you this morning and on such a special occasion as Mother's Day. I think this is the holy place. This is the place where we are and where God is with us. And so being with you on this special day, it's a privilege. So I'm feeling very blessed by your presence and by the presence of God.
这一位安娜是我们主任牧师的夫人，她现在在史丹佛医院做住院的牧师，她也在拿一个神学博士的学位，她跟各位问安说， 今天早上能够来到这里神圣的殿堂，神在一起的恩典，能够在你们的面前与各位分享是极大的荣耀，又在这么特别的日子里，他感觉到非常的快乐。And
I also want to thank Helen for being such a good co-worker together and helping me today. Thank you so much for all your hard work for this congregation, especially on this special day.
也在这个时候感谢我过去为这一个教会所做的所有事情。
Indeed, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
的确是，这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中。
This is today is a beautiful day. It's a day of the celebration. It's the day when the restaurants are full and the kids are dressed up in a special clothes to take many pictures.
今天是个特别的日子，许多人在所有的餐厅都人满为患，大家在忙着给自己的母亲送礼物，所有的小朋友穿着。 穿着整齐，准备跟母亲合照。
But for me,
I think there should be picture going on the sermon.
Yeah. But for many of us, today is a difficult and sad day, and we heard some of the joyful prayer requests and concerns today, and we heard some hurts and sadness as we were expressing our concerns today. This is the day that could remind us about many mistakes that we've done as parents toward our children. This is the day that can remind us of loss and of the dreams that never came true. And we want to acknowledge that all this hurts today, that for many of us, it's also a sad and difficult day.
可是今天对我们之中的许多人也是非常困难的一天。有人会觉得被逼着面对与母亲之间的痛苦记忆，或者提醒到一个再也不能成真的美梦。And
of course,
或许 今天会提醒我们年少时代对于亲近人们所犯的错误，或者自己在做母亲的年轻的时候所犯的错误，造成与孩子们的关系破裂或丧失。今天我要面对这些伤痛和感受。
And certainly there are some cultural expectations in America to let us know how to celebrate the day, that we should buy flowers and gifts and many, many cards. Feel free today, because there is no special way how we should celebrate this day. If you feel sad, it's okay to feel sad.
当然，这个社会上，美国的这个社会上，对于这个节日有相当应该如何庆祝的标准，但是我们不应该受到这样期待的捆绑，应该感觉到自由，应该自由的去用自己的方式纪念。 母亲节这一个日子。
I think the good thing that we are all together on this day, that we are here as a community. And so I invite you today to honor all the women in our lives who accompanied us on our life journey and who are continuing being our mentors and our heroes. These women include our sisters and mothers and teachers and nannies, our best friends, our pastors, our colleagues, our doctors and nurses, those who made an impact on our lives with an amazing, loving, nurturing energy.
我觉得我们今天在一起，聚在一堂，作为一个互相帮助的社区，是一件很重要的事情。即使你是面临伤痛，即使你心满心欢喜，能够大家在神的殿堂里面互相扶助、互相支持，是一件重要的事情。我邀请各位，不仅仅是想到自己的母亲或自己的儿女，在想。纪念母亲节这件事情的时候，考量所有在自己的生命之中产生重要性的女性，能够喂养我们、扶助我们、帮助我们的，当然这些人包括了自己的姐妹，包括了母亲、老师、保姆、最要好的朋友、我们的牧师、同事、医生及护士。
I clearly remember one day in my life when I discovered.The scripture actually addresses God as a mother.
我记得当我在读神学院的时候，多么清楚的，有一天忽然发现，圣经里面好多个章节，好多个句子，把神当作是女人或母亲，这样无比神圣的至高者，有一种无可比拟、充满爱与关怀的能量。
That God is the divine one who has that amazing, loving, nurturing energy which sustains life. And I want to read few verses from the Bible today, and then maybe you will translate. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, like the eagle that stirs up its nest, it hovers over its young. God spreads wings to catch you and carries you on your pinions.Another scripture.
I introduce Rose, who will be reading the Chinese part of the scripture.
神如同母鹰，又如鹰搅动巢窝，在雏鹰以上两翅三展，激起雏鹰，背在两翼之上。这样耶和华独自引导他，并无外邦神与他同在。
And I will be skipping a little bit, but in Isaiah 66, God says,Can you believe what God says? It's amazing. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem.
母亲怎样安慰儿子，我就照样安慰你们。你们也必因耶路撒冷得安慰。
In Isaiah 49, can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even this may forget, yet I will not forget you.
夫人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不怜悯她所生的儿子？既或有忘记的，我却不能忘记你。
And let me read the last one, Psalm 131. But I have calmed and quieted my soul like a wind child with its mother. My soul is like the wind child that is with me, says the Lord.
我的心平静安稳，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。我的心在我里面，真像断过奶的孩子。
Thank you. So we will celebrate women today, and there are so many women in my life that impacted me, that taught me to be a better human being. But today I will remember three of them, and I will share three lessons that they taught me in my life that changed me. These three women are, of course, my mother, Галина Никитина.My pastor Aneta and my nanny.
今天我们在这里庆祝所有的女性。当然，每一个人的生命中都有许多许多的女性在我们需要的时候，让我们得到母性的安慰。可是我今天特别要提到三个重要女人，在我的生命中所教我的三个重要课程。这三个女人包括我的母亲格林娜伊林奇娜，我的牧师安妮塔。 以及我的保姆。
Yes, and there is one more that I, whom I want to mention. Her name is Kristina Kuzmic. She doesn't know that I will talk about her today. She doesn't know me personally. She shares her videos and I follow her. And she's a wonderful woman of faith. And today we will see the video from Kristina. And my purpose was to communicate to you that life is a journey and it consists of ups and downs. And I think Kristina will help me to illustrate this message very well through her short video.
首先我们要分享了一个，她不知道我今天要分享她的，可是我一直在网上追寻她的一位母亲，她的这一小段影片他给我带来的启示是我们的人生有高潮有低谷，我们能够在灵命之中学习如何找到神的安慰。
You're struggling. You're having one of those days where everything feels like too much and too hard, never ending. And then you decide to leave your house. And let's be honest, just that in itself sometimes when you're a mother takes strength.And you see these other moms, and they are put together. They are seamlessly balancing work and family. They have it all figured out. They are smart and confident. They're gorgeous and happy. You're staring at them. I mean, you're just admiring them, and you can't help but compare yourself to them and think, man, I want their life. I want to be that perfect mom without a single care in the world.Here's the truth though. Here's the real raw truth. Every single mom you have ever compared yourself to, every single mom you ever thought of as perfect, she has her own struggles. Every single one. You see this one little glimpse of her and assume her entire life is just bliss. But you don't know what she deals with alone at home behind closed doors, reliving the pain of something or someone, or feeling alone or helpless.We all have those moments. We all have those moments on the floor, doubting ourselves, worrying about our future, or packing up our past. Nobody's got this whole thing figured out. Nobody's living a perfect life because there isn't such a thing as a perfect life, or perfect parent, or perfect anything. And let's just be honest and admit that sometimes we're scared because we don't want to screw this up. And we're worried because we're not sure we can give our children everything they need.And we feel guilt because we want to be that perfect mother that we created in our head, and we just can't live up to that fantasy. And we're exhausted because raising humans is exhausting. And if we can just realize that perfection is an illusion and that every single parent struggles at times, then we can finally accept our flawed and imperfect life and know that we are not alone in this.So instead of assuming that someone else's path is smoother, instead of comparing yourself or even wishing you had their life, focus instead on being the mom who is doing the best she can. No matter how challenging and tiring life gets, you're still here, taking care of your family. You might struggle and sometimes you might even fail, but you still get up and you still keep going. And that's what makes you a great mom.
Certainly, life is a journey and no one is perfect. And our life consists of ups and downs and happy moments and sad moments. And what my mother taught me is a very valuable lesson, is that the most valuable gift we can give to others is the gift of our non-anxious, non-judgmental, loving, compassionate presence. Non-anxious, non-judgmental, loving,compassionate presence. And certainly she gave this gift to me, and she taught me to give this gift to others.
我们每一个人心目中都觉得有一个完美母亲的形象，可是实际上生命有高潮有低谷，每一个人都有关在门后哭的时候，每一个人都不是完美的。当我们能够彼此互相接受，说每一个人我们自己的生命之中有那些困扰的时候，我们就能够知道我们不寂寞，别的人在与我们同在。而我的母亲在给我的最重要的这一刻，就是 我们彼此互相可以给彼此最重要的礼物是不紧张，没有批评，充满爱心，又有同理心的陪伴。
This gift is so precious and so valuable, especially during the difficult times, during the times of illness, during the times of difficult diagnosis or life transitions. Our mothers and sisters and our mentors and best friends are there for us during these times, and so we can be there for others.
这样子的礼物是多么的重要，当我们自己面对最困难的时候，当我们最低潮的时候，当我们碰到医生告诉我们不好的消息的时候，当我们觉得我们有一些东西不能快要不能存活的时候，有一个妈妈，有一个姐妹，有一个最好最亲要爱的密友告诉我们没有关系，即使你做错了，我仍然陪在你身边。
These women are there for us to listen, to attend, to tend to our emotional and very often to physical wounds. They are there for us to remind us that even though that God is with us, that He never leaves us and that He is good and compassionate.
我们女性的特质，我们这样子的女性之间的互相的关怀的方式，是彼此的告诉我们，如同神一般，他从来不离开我们，他永远都与我们同在。
While preparing for this sermon, I found out that the word compassion in Hebrew, rechem, means the womb. Do you find this fascinating? To the extent compassion to a person means symbolically to carry him or her in your womb.
在准备这一个正道的时间的时候，我在做网上在查的时候发现，同理心这个字原本的希腊字实际上的意思是将这个人孕育在自己的怀里，好像怀孕一般，是不是很奇妙？与站在对方的角度来想，实际上等同把自己把那个人当作自己的孩子怀在身里帮助想他的想法。
Another lesson that she taught me is that there is no such thing in life as balance. Our culture around us teaches us to do perfect many, many things at one time. But imagine if I want to hold one plate on one hand, another plate on the other hand, and another one is on my head, and another one is on my toe, and another one is on the other toe, and which represents the schoolwork, to be a perfect mom at work, to be an excellent employer. How about a great wife to my husband? And how about a perfect person at the church? Do you think one of these plates will fall?
我母亲教我的另外一个重要的课程就是，这个世界上没有真正的平衡。一个人如果想要把一件事情全部放在每样事情都做好，一只手在准备做最好的妈妈，一只手在做最好的工作人员，一只手在准备在教会里面做一个好的服务人员，另外一只手在做先生的好太太，这些的盘子迟早有一个会掉下来。
And so there is no such thing as balance in life. There is an important thing in life as choosing your priorities and choosing which plate to carry at one time and which plate to set aside and wait.
所以我们的生命中不要一天到晚都像马戏团的人把每一个盘子都举在头上，而是选择哪一样中间现在这个时间最重要，拿了一个盘子放下，再去把另外一个盘子拿起来。
Amen.
Amen.
What a good news today. I want to switch a little bit and talk about my nanny. And my nanny gave me the lesson that there is God and He is alive. And she's a very interesting person. She took care of me while my mom was in medical school. She took care of me from me being a baby, probably till the age of 5. And the relocation about my nanny, what I remember, is her prayers by the icons. And so remember, these were the communist times. I had no idea who was God, what was the Bible, the church, but I remember my nanny praying every day before the icon, and that was such a mystical, amazing spiritual experience that I could experience as a child. And I think she prayed for me, and I think that I became a Christian at the age of 17 because of many prayers of my nanny. So there is God, He loves me, and He loves us, and He is amazing.
我另外第二个要谈的是我的保姆，当我母亲在医学院成为医生的时候，从我出生到大约五岁的时候，家里有一个保姆，我对她最强的印象就是她深切的信仰。 当时在共产国家，共产的苏联，没有一个人能够在户外谈信仰，没有一个人能够自由在教会里面崇拜。可是我的保姆每天在家里面对着他的一个画像在祷告，我相信他在为我祷告。我之后，所以到了17岁的时候成为了基督徒。 现在成为了有信仰的基督门徒，我相信是他在那一段时间的时候无数的祷告所造成的。My
pastor told me and taught me that there is a cost to be disciple of Jesus, and that Christian life consists of sacrifice. It's not easy to be a Christian, and these four principles of Christianity I would always remember because of my pastor. And so they are: fall in love with scripture, attend Christian community on a very regular basis, pray daily, and share the gospel.
我的牧师安妮塔，她教导我的是，成为一个基督徒是要付出代价的，所以 他给我教的最重要的四件重点，我一辈子都记得，是要深深的爱上我们的圣经，要每天的祷告，要找一个能够时常参与的信徒的一个社区，并且要付诸实行，宣扬福音。
So all these women, and you have many women in your life, they showed us how to be present with others, how to listen without giving an advice, how to suffer with others. If all these women who are in our lives made it possible, that it is possible to practice this truth with our family members, with our church members, our neighbors, and even with strangers.
我们每一个人的生命中都有许许多多的女人。 他们在我们的生命中提醒我们，能够彼此相爱，将这样子关怀的能量放在彼此的身上，扶助、提携，不要忘记，每一个人在这样子的过程之中能够感受到神孕育的爱。The
most valuable gift that we can share is the gift of our presence.
我们可以给 所有的人最好的礼物是我们在现场的陪伴。And
let God be with us on our life journey.
让神与我们在我们的生命旅程之中一同行走。Thank
you.
谢谢各位。
Let us all stand together and pray. Loving God, you are our father and you are our mother. Sometimes you are our brother and sometimes you are our sister. But most of all, you are our wonderful friend, as we just sang in the first song. What a friend we have in Jesus. Help us to be with your friend. Help us to reach out with your good news to other people. Help us to remember and be thankful for all the blessings we have received. And the most amazing blessing all of us have received is loving, compassionate, caring mother. What a wonderful privilege, as your children, we have to know you as a wonderful, caring, gracious, forgiving mother to us. Help us to share this wonderful good news and grace to other people. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.